right. Yes, I got up a little bit earlier this morning, see. Get my annual scrub down.
You're looking very smart, actually. You've got a lovely shirt on and a lovely red tie.
Yes, oh, well, they dictated to me what I should wear today. Get the red out for them. So I'm happy. I don't take a lot of bother about all that, love.
Well, you look very smart.
As long as I behave myself.
You're the smartest 100-year-old I've ever met.
Never.
Yeah, you are, definitely.
What do they look like when they're over 100? I mean, if they deteriorate, they're drooping like that or something, do they? Yes.
How have you stayed so active?
Well, I don't know, love. I started work at 14 and I finished up at 70. And in them times, I only had two jobs in my life. But I've always, I'm not a big drinker, and I don't smoke. I haven't smoked for 30 years now. But it's the way you live, see, and the people you go with, mostly. See, when you get old, you mustn't isolate yourself, see. You mustn't always think people don't want you because I got a wheelchair or something. Well, that's silly nonsense, all that, because we all come to a dead stop. Suddenly, I can tell you what it's like. You gradually come to a dead stop and you don't know which way to go. And since then is the time to make up your mind what you're going to do. You man, and then you get some advice from different people. Of course, you've got to get advice. But otherwise, life is only just what we'll call a musical chair or something.
Life is a musical chair. I like that. How do you have such a good memory?
Well, see, I've got I must have a super memory bank, but I haven't got it up there somehow. I can look at that window there, and I could. You talk about a shop in town. Oh yeah, I know. I look at that window, and I can see that shop there. In that window there, I can see the shop there. What I'm looking for.
What's it been like living in Jersey for 100 years?
Jersey was a bloody hard place to live, I tell you. After the First World War, it was a hard place in the 40s, you know. After 45, after them, there was plenty of work about. But previous to that, it was terrible for work, you know. In the 30s and that, when I was a young boy at 14, you push a handcart around with trestles and ladders on it. All they had to do was put a collar on around you and a pair of reins, and you'd be off. This is what they wanted speed in them days, you know. They didn't want any lazy buggers.
But do you think your sense of humour has helped you?
Oh, yes, yeah. I belong to quite a few whist drives and that. And the most of the people, as you all know, is women. 60, I mean, wherever I go, play whist and have cards of some description. Over 75% of women, is hardly any men. But they're jovial. You see, you've got to make them sort of happy. You want to say, oh, look. You want to say to them, look, dear, you don't half look nice tonight, you know. Yes, I've had my hair done, you know. Yeah, but their children ought to be proud of them to take their mother or their father out. Hey, you don't throw your parents in a bloody dark room. No, bring them out. Bring them out if they want a pint of beer. Let them have a pint of beer. If the old woman wants a drop of gin, let her have a drop of gin. You mustn't curtail these people. Try and bring some happiness in their life.
So spending time with women and spending time with women and doing what you love is what's kept you you young.
When I was 18, 17 or 18, we started, that's when you start the bandwagon, as a rule, see. And we used to have a lot of visitors come here years ago. Every Saturday, we used to come every night, but mostly on a Saturdays, they'd bring all these girls over from all these big factories, the biscuit factories, and they pay so much a week, you know, every week, until they got all that money, and they'd come.